Good morning. It's Thursday, May 6th. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. Last night, Portland City Commissioners heard hours of public comment on the mayor's proposed $5.7 billion budget for the next fiscal year. Most people talked about their disapproval of police bureau funding, even though the proposed spending would cut $3 million from PPB's budget. The council will vote on a budget next Thursday. We're following two deadly shootings in the metro area. Portland police say somebody was shot and killed inside an apartment in the Cathedral Park neighborhood late Wednesday morning. Meanwhile, in Gresham, someone was shot and killed on a street corner at 172nd and Burnside last night. If you have any information on either of these shootings, you're asked to call police. Eligible high school students and their parents are being invited to get their COVID vaccine shots. These efforts are expected to expand once vaccines are approved for 12 to 15-year-olds. Health officials say even if we don't reach herd immunity, vaccines can still prevent severe disease, hospitalization, and death. Oregon Governor Kate Brown now has a major piece of gun legislation to sign off on. The Senate accepted the House revision of a bill that combines gun locks and safe storage requirements with a ban on concealed weapons from public places like the state capitol and Portland International Airport. A federal judge has struck down the CDC's nationwide eviction moratorium. The Justice Department filed a motion to appeal. They requested that no further action be taken until the appeal process is finished, so the moratorium remains in place for now. President Biden extended the eviction moratorium to the end of June. Facebook's oversight board has extended its suspension of former President Trump. His account was banned after the January 6th Capitol Hill riot. They say comments Mr. Trump posted made the situation more dangerous. They also called the suspension vague and said Facebook should reconsider the terms of the ban within the next 6 months. Thanks for listening to The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. You can find our library of great podcasts featuring in-depth reporting, interviews with newsmakers, and unique storytelling anytime on coin.com. Or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.